It starts off with another video right after that. Right? Fucking Facebook, yo. What is up? It's your boy Rex.
It's your boy Skills.
And we back with another edition of Random Unnamed Podcast. So today we got some topics to go over.
It's been an eventful couple of days, and not a week. Normally we try to talk about shit throughout the entire week, but then again, Tuesday was the debate. So, I mean, yeah, it has actually been an eventful week.
Can I just say that I didn't watch the debate initially, but maybe. When I got home, I watched, like, as I was going to sleep, it came up on my YouTube feed, and it was playing, and I was going in and out of sleep, but every time I woke up, woke up just as watching a tad bit of it. It was just like watching two kids arguing.
It really was.
Like, holy shit. Mean,
like, alright, come on. I mean, you literally have the President of the United States, the potential President of the United States, going talking, like,
it was more like a presidential hissy fit.
It really was. It really fucking was. And I don't care who you vote for. I don't care who you back or who you represent or anything like that. It was just funny to fucking watch. Like, come on.
Hey, man, why are you going to the bathroom with the toy? What you going to do with that toy? I see you're not putting your thumb in your mouth, now you're using your finger.
That doesn't mean go back to the bathroom. Hey, that doesn't mean go back to the bathroom. And there he goes. Pissed him off. He got caught for doing something he wasn't supposed to do. But yeah, I mean, come on. That's just like, it was fucking hilarious. It was funny to watch. I really don't. And whatnot.
So. Oh yeah, by the way, the intro that we used, that song was, that was if the WAP song by Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion was made in the 80s.
Shit's funny. It's funny. You can find that on YouTube.
Or you can find that in the chat if you play with us in Among Us, because I will see that shit.
Speaking of Among Us, I just bought it for the laptop.
And I still gotta buy it, yo.
And I'll be streaming that this week on Twitch. So that'll be fucking fun.
Like, I'll be streaming Uno on Twitch pretty soon. Like, I was going to do it last night, actually, but the game was taking too long, and it was, like, right in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, it was just, I was already tired of shit.
Yeah. But speaking of games, speaking of Twitching and all of that, if you follow us on Twitter, which you should be, which is...
For Skittles, it's twitch.tv.
I said Twitter.
Oh, Twitter. I don't know why Twitch came up. Twitter, which is RU_podcast.
You'll see.
Sorry, the fumes of this tequila.
It's sitting here waiting for us. If you follow us on Twitter, which you should be, we had tweeted earlier this week that we had created our Discord page. The link to that will be in our description for the channel. So make sure y'all go. Make sure y'all go and join the Discord server. You can chat with us directly on there.
Hey, yo, Hufflepuff, if you're listening, play with us again, but don't quit.
Right? Yeah. I mean,
that was spooky as shit that you ran. Dude, came that up was out of nowhere.
Fucking crazy. So. And what we're talking about is the other night, we were sitting here playing Among Us, the game on our phones, with Rex and Flex and myself, and there was just randomly one person with the screen name of Hufflepuff hopped on, saw that I had my name on there. Of course, I'm going to go as Skittles on there, and... Dude commented and said, hey, you're my favorite Twitch streamer. which is awesome for sure, whoever you are. For sure, it's fucking awesome to hear that. But whoever you are, dude, message us. Let us know who you are. That'd be awesome to fucking talk to you and meet you and even possibly have you on the show. That's yep, for yep. sure. So, yeah. All right. So, as Rex is talking about, we have, if you don't know already, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, as we all grew up watching as The Rock, created his own tequila. And we finally got some. We got two bottles of it. We got the Blanco White. And I'm going to, because I can't speak fucking Spanish, the, is it the Resposado? Whatever, the gold. Gold bottle. Resposado. Reposado.
Yeah.
Whatever, yeah. The gold one. The gold tequila. So we got both. And we got our little glasses here to sip on. To be able to try both of them while we're recording. First, we got the Blanco up. So, I'm not a big fan of tequila. I've always had... You know what tequila is good for? It's getting women drunk.
Yeah. I was just about to say. Bitches. And then go women.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to get them drunk because of the
rent. Since it's 2020, I got to separate the category between bitches and women, or they'll come and cancel our show.
Right? So yeah, well, first up is going to be the Blanco. I'm going to go ahead and take my shot. You going to take yours? It's not that much. I didn't pour that much.
All right.
This is like, this glass that we're drinking out of is like three shots.
Yeah.
I don't even think I poured it.
Oh, shit. I got a beard hair in here.
Not mine.
I think it might be because that shit.
It probably is.
That kind of don't make me want to drink it.
I will go dump it out so that we.
Yeah, I'll be right back.
But yeah, all right. So
there's some holes in this house. There's some holes in this house.
But yeah, back to the Twitch thing. If you want to follow. Rex on Twitch. It's twitch.tv/BlackKoopa. And if you follow me on Twitch, it's twitch.tv/SweetSkittle69. I stream Monday, Wednesday, and every other Friday at 3:30 p.m. Pacific time. I'd love to see y'all join me. Rex tries to stream when he can, but of course, with him not having his camera for his PlayStation, he hasn't been, but he will get back on to doing that. We still got football coming up on the show. We still have the Gucci's Fall 2020 Menswear Collection. We going to have some fun tearing that shit apart because it looks stupid. We got football, we got basketball, we got baseball. We got a lot of sports to talk about. We got some more political stuff to talk about. And I'm just finding shit to talk about now to drag this shit along until Rex gets back. Because I'm looking forward to this fucking tequila. Hey, come on, man. I'm dragging trying to find shit to talk about while you're gone. Come on.
Oh, you could have easily talked about the...
Oh,
you could have easily talked about how a man has to have at least has an orgasm at least 21 times a month in order to avoid prostate cancer.
Is it 20? Well, did you know that you have to orgasm 23 times in a day for you to cum blood?
Damn.
Like, who the fuck's got that type of stamina?
First, who got that much lotion? At some point, you just drywalling with that.
And who the fuck has got? Who the fuck wanted to be part of that experiment?
Right. That's like the dude who ate like 214 nuggets or something
Then
they found out that the that you got to stop at 313 or 312.
Yeah, something like that. All right. You good now? You ready? No beard hair now? Because if you tell me that, I'm going to be fucking pissed.
No.
right, clean.
Cheers. Smooth.
Yeah, it's pretty smooth.
But it's also frozen as fuck, so.
Yeah, that is true. It's not bad. I'm not a big fan of tequila, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really not. It kind of goes down hard, though.
Oh, yeah. Feeling it now.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. That gold one's going to fuck us over.
Yeah, that is.
Pray for our lungs. We don't drink as much anymore.
We really don't. I mean, if you listen to our show for a while, back when we first started this shit, we used to drink every episode. There was one episode we killed an entire bottle of Jack between me, you, and Mrs. Skittles.
Right?
So, I mean, but we just don't do that shit no more. Mm-mm. All right, we're going to wait till a little bit later in the episode to take that shot.
That'll be the ending shot.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. All right, so let's get the political shit out the way first. So last weekend we talked about Trump nominating.
Oh, wait. Oh shit! Well,
hold on. What?
So, contributing to the political thing. I believe it was yesterday or today. One of the two. Yesterday. When I called you, like around like 10-ish.
Okay.
There was, so going all the way up and down Blackstone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was like 11 when you called me. But yeah, I remember.
A Trunk parade. That sounds very.
Wait, Trump what?
A Trump parade.
Okay, it sounded like you said trunk for sure. But yeah, truck parade.
I probably did say trunk because it does have a little.
Yeah.
Like say truck Trump parade five times fast.
Oh, I know, right? Yeah, no, so yeah, you called me about that, you told me about that, when I ended up going to Enders yesterday, they were in Clovis.
Oh, shit.
They were still going.
Oh, shit.
And that was at fucking, you saw them at 10:30, 11 o'clock in the morning, I didn't go to Enders until after 3, so, yeah, they were everywhere in Fresno yesterday.
Now, here's the real question, did any black-owned stores get broken into?
I haven't heard anything. That's funny though.
Yeah, I'm taking that shot.
No, yeah, for sure.
The only black owned store in Clovis, like
no, not in Clovis, in Old Town Clovis.
Yeah.
On fucking Pulaski. So I mean, there's a huge difference between in Clovis and in Old Town Clovis.
Yeah.
Old Town Clovis is 3 blocks.
Yeah, right. So,
there's not that many stores to start with.
Man.
But, yeah, I mean,
it's a nice place to walk around.
Truly, it is. I mean, especially Farmer's Market every Friday during the summer. That's nice. September, you know, was it October when they have big Clovis Fest. April when they have big Hat Days. It's super fun. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just, there are some stupid people in this world.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about it last week. President Trump.
Hey, the hell you want?
No, 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 no.
There's this button we have. It's called "We will 3D you through a pillow."
No.
All right. Hey, wait.
No.
Peace.
So last week we talked about how President Trump nominated Amy Comey Barrett for Supreme Court. Tuesday was the debate, which was a shit show all around. And then it was Thursday. It was announced that President Trump came down with COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And he's now spending the next couple days at Walter Reed Medical Center in Washington, D.C., getting better, getting taken care of. Now, I'm going to ask you this. Now, again, I don't, and I've said it many times on the show. I've said it many times to people. I'll say it a million more times. I don't care who you represent, who you stand for, who you vote for. I don't care as long as you actually do it. Okay? And you have an opinion. Okay?
Yeah.
But when you wish somebody death, it's just not right. Twitter, it got to the point that even Twitter had to tweet and say that they were going through and they were going to be deleting every death threat or hope to or want to or hope he dies type tweet, because there were so many people on Twitter who, you know, retweeted stories after stories after stories saying, I hope he dies. This is what he deserves. This is what he gets and everything like that about him getting COVID.
I don't care how... Like, unless a person really deserves it, which is a super rare case in general, because there's some people who think that the death penalty needs to be reinstated for certain individuals who are first-time offenders and were in the situation of what else was I supposed to do situation. Mm-hmm. But you don't need to wish death on this man.
Yeah.
Has he said some shit that shouldn't be said?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh yeah.
But at the same time, just
because he has to.
All at the same time, because he is president, what's some normal shit that people would normally say,
mm-hmm,
as a joke. For the president, it's kind of
That's some shit you don't
fucked up.
Yeah, that's some shit you don't fuck with, and that's some shit you don't really, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, because
at the end of the day,
just talking about possibly, you know, and even just jokingly saying, "Oh, let's assassinate the president." You realize you get investigated by the fucking Secret Service and the right? FBI. Like, come on.
That's when you throw off your trail and type in on Google, carne asada fries on titties. And have the FBI looking like, what the fuck? No, but seriously, though, like...
But yeah, it's just stupid. Yeah. I don't care. Like, all right. And now, again,
I don't think he deserves it.
No, for sure he doesn't. Now, I'm gonna say this joke again. I've said this multiple times in the last week. Don't care who you vote for. There are many ways to get out there and vote. There are many ways to register to vote. Make sure you guys go register to vote. Make sure you go to ballotready.com to read up on your local propositions and your local
vote. Yes, on 22.
Yes, for sure. If you're from Fresno or from California, definitely vote yes on 22. I still enjoy my Lyfts and my Ubers and my Postmates and my Grubhubs and my DoorDashes. I'm not missing anything else, am I? No, that's it. Yeah, no. And if you vote no on 22, then we will lose all of that in the state of California. Hey,
and not only that, you're also a worker for one of these...
yeah, exactly. I work for Postmates. My card might be in a shitty position, and I can't really do it, but I'm still technically employed by Postmates. So... vote yes on 22, that's for sure. Yeah. So yeah, go do that. But I don't care who you vote for, just go vote. Y'all can vote for Kanye for all I care for president. As long as you fucking vote. But now I'm gonna say this joke because I found it fucking funny. Rex found it funny. My wife found it funny. But even how did I say it earlier? You know, Joe Biden's a bad pick when even COVID picks Donald Trump over Joe Biden.
Wait.
There we go.
Should we cut low?
So, again, whether you like Biden, whether you like Trump, I don't care.
You want to know something funny? This is how much I get bored at the Seymour Center.
Oh, shit.
Damn. I don't need that much, Lord Jesus.
Hey, you know what? The wife ain't gonna drink this shit. The only ones that are gonna drink this is me and you. So we gotta eventually drink all of it. Hey, yeah, look, that? Hey, look, it's got his autograph. I didn't even realize that.
Oh, shit, keep that and keep both of them bottles.
Fuck yeah, I gotta not put it back in the freezer. It's fucking up the label. Eat shit.
How much were they?
$23 and $32 for both bottles. So, $50.
Shit.
For both bottles. I mean, it's not a bad price at all.
So, worked at the St. Martin on Friday. Holy fuck.
First time in 6 months?
Yeah, and did I miss the people working there? Yes.
Did you miss the work? That's the main question. Did you miss the work?
Fuck no. Like, so
into that, I'll drink to that one. So that's true as fuck. I don't miss a single fucking day at that job because I hated that job. It paid the bills. It works because it's money.
Mm-hmm.
But I will drink to the fact that I do not miss a single fucking day in that building at all.
I'm going to drink to the fact of that and for a tragic event that happened a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Because we were supposed to drink today.
Yeah, we'll drink to that next. That's our next shot.
All right. So this is we're drinking to, we don't miss working at the CMR Center, but we miss the people.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
That should be a presidential campaign right there. All right, I think we're going to save gold for a later date.
I'm cool with that.
Ugh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I'll have no chaser either.
Ugh, fuck. All I got is water. Doesn't help. Ugh, fuck.
I chugged mines.
Ugh. All right. All right, so we're done with... Wait.
Oh, shit, so... So the whole point of me talking about me working at the St. Martin Center, how bored I was because my dumb ass came up with a dad joke out of nowhere. So I went up to one of my coworkers, Austin.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, man, my dumb ass just came up with it. I was like, we've been sitting here just chilling, and I just came up with a dumb ass dad joke. He goes, I'm for it. And I was like, all right. My transgender friend just became the CEO of a company. You want to know how he got it?
Oh,
he got it when he was abroad.
Oh shit!
Yeah, yeah. I know exactly what you meant. The fact I still remembered it.
Oh, shit. Fuck. All right. All right. So, are you good with politics? You done with politics? Any other political shit you want to talk about? Are you good? Or do you want to get into sports?
I got one. I have something to say about politics.
All right.
Fuck them. Let's go to the next subject.
All right. So first up, we got sports. Because we're going to get into that shit, and I've already told our listeners, we're going to get into the Gucci Fall 2020 Men's Collection, and we're going to tear the shit apart. Because, oh my God, is it a horrible. So if you're still listening with us, we're still going to talk about that, but later in the episode. First, sports. First, NXT. NXT
Halloween Havoc.
NXT was tonight. NXT Takeover was tonight. Balor retains over Kyle O'Reilly. It was a great match. Let's see.
Bam!
Nice. Johnny memes. That strikes again. That's funny. Ember Moon returned.
Miss Big Ass Tongue. That's what I call her.
Yeah, Io Shirai retained. And then they announced that Halloween Havoc is back, and that will be taking place Wednesday, October 28th.
Mm-hmm.
Hosted by Shotzi Blackheart. So I'm looking forward to that. I love Halloween Havoc.
All right, now. So,
then we got some baseball. Baseball playoff started.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it because I don't really care because I don't really give a shit about any of the teams that are in the playoffs.
Yeah, Miami beat Lakers today, so the series is now 2-1.
Yeah. Let's go. All I'm hoping for is a game seven. Honestly, I would take a game seven. Win or lose, game seven, I'd be happy.
I bet you, if anything, it's one of those where AD played passive as fuck or something like that. Because every time when we get players playing passive, we fucking lose.
Well, let's see. I mean, it was 115 to 104. Shit, never mind. So, I mean, it wasn't that bad. AD had 15 points, 3 assists, 5 rebounds. LeBron had
39,
10 rebounds, 8 assists for 25.
Okay, I see. I blame it on Danny Green.
Green only had 2 points, 3 rebounds. Fuck, he was 0 for 6. And his 2 points were for that. Fuck, 0 for 6, 0 for 4 from the
3. Like, cause the way we won game 2 was game 1 where everyone had
taking shots from
the everyone had got a piece of the action.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Because I don't have good shooters, but when we get into rhythm, it's like, holy mm-hmm. fuck.
I mean, your two best players really of the game were Morris and Kuzma, mm-hmm. both who scored 19, 6 for 13. One had 6 rebounds, one had 3. Y'all were 14 for 42 from 3, though.
Yeah.
And game one, was it game 1? Y'all went up fucking, y'all won by 30 technically. Y'all had fucking 11 threes in the first quarter or something like that. So it was crazy. Butler had 40. There you go. That's how we won it. Butler had to get that shit going because he needed that shit going. Butler had 40, 14 for 20. Didn't even shoot a 3. Holy fuck.
Go.
He was 12 of 14 from the line, 11 rebounds, 13 assists. He had a triple double. Two steals, 2 blocks. Hero had 17. Crowder had 12. Olynyk had 17. Iguodala only had 2. Adebayo didn't start. Oh, he had a neck problem. So, I mean, that's not bad at all. Team stats, here we go.
I still don't understand why would you go shoulder to shoulder with Dwight Howard. The man Dwight Howard is like shoulders, all shoulders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jumping up against a fucking mountain. With a shoulder made out of marshmallows.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah. Miami went 41 for 80. Lakers went 34 of 79. Miami only turned the ball 13 times over. Y'all turned it over 20 times. We had 52 points in the paint. 34. Y'all had 34. We had 23 fouls. Y'all had 22. We had the biggest lead of the night of 14. Y'all had the lead of 4. So, I mean, overall, it was a close fucking game.
Yeah.
It was really close. I mean, I turned it on at one point, and it was 97-94. We scored and went up 99-94. So,
That's how you play, though. That's how you play basketball, man. Like, you get a lead, try to maintain that shit as long as possible.
Yep.
Now, for NFL.
Yep. On to football. Not much to talk about as both of our teams lost.
Yeah. Our team, Niners, lost because fucking Mullins was fucking up, man. Like, mm-hmm. shit. Then CJ Bretton came in and it was just like, bam, bam, yeah, bam, yeah. Score. And bam, bam, we fucked up and lost. Yeah. But,
We'll go stats real quick on the Texans. Fucking had somewhat of a better day. Other than last week. Last week we had 23 yards rushing. So anything more than that this week is nice. But Watson went 20 for 33 for 300, but got sacked 3 times, but did not throw a pick. So I'm happy with that. We had, come on, where the fuck? What the fuck? All right. 26 rushes for 96 yards. So, I mean, better day rushing, but still kind of shitty. Fuller had, god damn, 6 for 108. That's good. That's actually really good. So,
see what happens when you get rid of DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, we go 0-4. Yeah, again, I mean, Watson, Carter, and Johnson had. Oh wait, sorry. Watson and Carter both fumbled the ball.
That's the wrong DeAndre.
Right. I like Carter though. I like Carter. If you watch my streams, you know I like Carter because when I was playing Madden, anytime he was on the field, he's my fifth string. So anytime he's ever on the field, I'm dipping him the ball because I like DeAndre Carter. Let's see who had the sacks. PJ Hall, Merciless. That's it. No JJ Watt. He had three tackles though, two for by himself, and none for losses. So I mean, not bad. Let's go check the stats of y'all's game real quick. Where'd he go? Is that it? Yep. We got two Monday night games tomorrow night, though. So, all right. Mullins went 18 for 26 with 200, one touch, and two interceptions. Beathard went 14 for 19 with 138, no touches, no interceptions, but was sacked once. Y'all were sacked five times in total. McKinnon yep. had 14 for 54 with a touch. Y'all had 116 yards rushing. Better than the Texans. But George Kittle, 15 for 183. He had more yards receiving than Beathard had passing. And a touch. And the final score was 25 to 20. Mullins had a fumble, too.
We went for the two and fucked up. Mm. We should have just ran. We had a design for a run. Like, the past couple of games, we haven't been running as much as we should.
Oh, I mean, and that's the thing, though, is you guys have, if not the best, one of the best running back cores in the league. I'm sorry. You guys got Mostert, McKinnon, and who am I missing?
Mostert, McKinnon, Coleman.
Hey, Coleman. There we go. That's what I was missing. So, I mean, fuck, dude.
Coleman and Mostert are out still.
Mostert should be back next week. I have him on my fantasy team. I had to pick up McKinnon just because. McKinnon's been hot. He's been, I mean, fuck, 20 points this week, 20 points last week. So, I mean, McKinnon's been hot. But, I mean, y'all get Mostert back next week, hopefully, is from what I've injured reports have said.
Yeah.
So, we'll see what happens. Even Kittle had a fucking rush.
Fuck. Oh, yeah. That play was fucking crazy. I was like, fuck. Holy shit. He got the first on that play, too.
Yeah.
I was like, holy fuck. Shit.
Even Deebo Samuels, who came back tonight, had one rush for 10 yards and had three catches for 35 yards.
Man, I want Garoppolo back. That's it.
I've not heard anything about fucking Garoppolo, to be honest. I've not heard anything about... Let's see if I can't find anything real quick. Cause I'm not sure if I've heard anything about Garoppolo coming back, and if so, when. Garoppolo. 2 days ago, will not play against Sunday. Mostert won't play. Nothing. Nothing.
But I'm glad that these injuries were early season though.
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure. Nope, that's not going to work. All right. I don't know. I haven't heard anything about when he's coming back.
Because, don't get me wrong, Mullins, he can do it, but he's still not ready for that lead position yet.
No.
Because I seen a couple of throws where it's like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Why are you throwing it so high?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. For sure. As I said, there's two Monday night games. Due to Kansas City and New England getting postponed due to COVID. That game is 4:05 p.m. on CBS tomorrow on Monday. And then the Monday night game, Atlanta at Green Bay.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. By the way, wait, hold on. We need to check stats on one more game.
I know exactly what game. We got to go rank and talk shit on the Cowgirls. Right, that's the
holy
game.
Fuck.
Right, that is the game you were talking about, right?
Let's give credit to the fucking Browns, yo. And fucking one.
Yo, yeah. Fuck yeah, dude. 3-1. That's crazy. It's crazy. To know that the Browns are 3-1 and the Texans are 0-4. Some shit. All
right, let's look at these stats real quick.
All right, here we go. Mayfield went 19 for 30 for 165, 2 touchdowns, 2 sacks.
Jarvis Landry 1 for 1 for 37 yards.
Fuck. And a touch.
Damn.
Damn. Prescott went 41 of 58 for 502 and 4 touchdowns. Holy shit.
Damn.
And he got sacked 3 times. Holy shit. 58 times. Fuck.
Gosh, damn.
Cleveland ran the ball 40 fucking times for 307 yards. Fuck. Odell Beckham Jr. had 2 carries for 73 yards and a touch.
Holy damn, this is just. Fuck.
This is Madden stats, dude.
Right?
Dallas had 18 carries for 85 yards. Holy fuck, dude. Odell had 5 catches for 81. Amari had 12 catches for 134. Fuck, dude. Holy shit.
And Cleveland did not fumble.
No.
Did they even throw an interception?
No.
Holy shit.
Fuck.
Cleveland's pastry chef Baker Mayfield was not a pastry chef this time. Huh. No apple turnovers.
Prescott and Elliott both fumbled and lost the ball. Fucking shit.
You see, I think I know the problem why that happened. Because they were too busy eating Doritos and not thinking about the game plan.
Garrett had 2 sacks. So.
Mm. All right, I think it's time, man.
All right,
we switch tabs and go to this.
All right, the moment y'all been waiting for us to destroy the Gucci Fall 2020 menswear collection. There are 59 pictures. We can skip some because some of them are going to be not bad, but some of them are going to be absolutely fucking horrible. All right, so first and foremost, this one: black jacket, silver pants. The dude wearing a fucking vest sweater that's way too small for him. And he looks like shit.
The fucking pants look like bell bottoms.
Yeah, for sure.
Made out of old Raiders helmets.
All right. Before we get too far into this, okay, go to Vogue.com/fashion shows. And find the fall 2020 menswear for Gucci. And y'all can look through the photos as we talk about them. Because this shit is fucking hilarious. This is look number one on that we're on now. We're going to go to look number two, which is absolutely shitty.
What the fuck?
What
the fuck?
Dude looks like a crackhead,
you know? Dude, all of them do. Trust me.
Like, holy fuck.
All of them do. Like, that's a fucking woman's sweater.
It really is. The shit rises up on the belly button.
Here. Yeah. Like,
what the fuck? I don't want my belly button exposed. Unless I'm at home chilling, playing something, and I'm losing my shirt up because it's hot.
Yeah, exactly, right? All right, number 3.
Samuel L. Jackson.
He looks like that, but he looks like fucking... what is it?
I'm the captain now.
Eddie Murphy in Coming to America.
Right?
Right? That's some shit that Eddie would have worn.
He kind of looks like Lamar Jackson if
you play seriously, football. Right? Right? Totally. I can see that. 3 is not too bad. It's just colorful. Look,
but homie has a purse.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
The jacket,
The jacket's whatever. I can see the jacket. The pants, just no. The colored shirt, not bad. But, all right, now hold on. Now, because I can see it. Now, you see this look. Now, if you go to look number 4, it's the same. It's just without the fucking jacket. Why is the dude's shirt unbuttoned?
Right?
Like, what the fuck? My phone is blowing the fuck up over here because it's the fucking Dragon Ball chat. Motherfuckers. So, yeah, like, all right, that's not bad, but it's just like, why does all these dudes look like crackheads? And then this is the first one.
Oh, wait.
Oh, wait, go ahead.
Number four looks like Jerome.
Dude, totally. I see that shit. Yeah,
or Jerome. Jeremiah, whatever.
Yeah. From Gotham. Yeah. All right. And now, how the fuck, look number five, how is homeless looking motherfuckers in style? Like, what the fuck?
I feel like this is disrespect to the great Mr. Rogers.
Oh, fuck. Yep. I see that.
Y'all could have just got a regular ass. OG dude.
He looks like the dude from Green Day, the lead singer. A younger version of him.
Well, September passed, motherfucker. Take that shit off. Go somewhere else.
And then, so, all right, dude looks homeless. And then we go into this look number six.
Why is that sweater a fucking halter top? It don't even fully sleeve.
Right? Like, it's a child's sweater. Like, what the fuck? But don't forget the crossbody bag, you know? Or the ripped up jeans. Or the ruby red slippers that are on his feet.
Is it me or does he look like he's trying to be Annie, the orphan? Now, I don't care how you dress, but...
Shit.
I really don't care how you dress, but... If you come around me with some shit like this, I'm talking shit on you.
Yeah, not, dude.
Not just to be mean, but just to bash on you. Because you put some shit on, you came outside wearing that shit.
Yeah, exactly. All right, then we go into one that, like... Look, number seven is just as bad as number four. Like, holy fuck, dude. Like, what? What kind of shit is this? I swear. It looks like carpet. It is bedtime for my kids. All right. Good night, buddy. Nonos.
Did my husband finish your homework?
No. You can't use that.
You got ready to touch it. I told you.
You gotta wait till you're 21 for that.
You gonna leave it out? What's wrong with you, man?
These are the Gucci Fall 2020 Menswear Collection.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have Mrs. Skittles in the building. She waves.
Why does it look like it's carpet?
Right. Holy shit.
I just said that two seconds ago. Literally.
The color, it looks like fucking, they took a brown, a old school brown fucking
shag carpet.
95 shag carpet from a motherfucking Mercury Topaz. And it was like, let's make this into a jacket.
It looks like 85.
Well, wait, and then, so you saw number six, just as bad. Number eight.
That's number seven.
Like, what the fuck?
That looks like 80s nerds right there.
That, not even that. That, like, come on, what's the point of the sweater?
Look at the regular. Now, if he dished a sweater.
Then it'd be fine. Ditch the sweater, ditch the crossbody, and it would actually not be bad. But what's the point of the sweater? What's the point of the crossbody?
Hey, shit, look, it's Jacob.
Shit.
That's from my Save Mart workers.
Oh, right here, you know shit. Saying? And here comes the $2,200 dress.
Whoa, what in the fuck happened?
Men.
Caillou, what the fuck, man?
Oh, shit.
Oh man, like I just said, I don't care what your preference is. Oh shit.
How
you doing? Good night.
Mrs. Skittles can come in and take a look at the dress.
Is that a guy?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It's the $2,200 mint dress for men.
I thought it was supposed to be polka dotted.
Well, maybe that one was, but I don't know. That one's it's a Gucci dress for men.
Okay, have you guys seen the movie Annie?
Yeah.
We were literally just talking about that a minute ago. Because, hold on, I'm going to go back to look number six. Because it looks like a fucking Annie.
Oh my god. Jesus.
Yeah, no.
I was thinking he looks like he's a men's version of Annie, but older.
Looks like Wendy's cross-dressing brother.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. All right, here we go. Number 10. What's up with the necklaces? Why the necklaces?
All right, the suit is...
The suit's not bad.
The sleeves could be...
need to be longer.
Yeah.
And why do we have a blue and then a white shirt on top of it, too? Like, what the fuck? And why is everybody wearing slippers or sandals? Or what the fuck is that?
The Neo Moses?
Yeah. All right. That one's actually not bad. Sleeves just need to be longer. And lose the necklace. Number 11.
Oh, shit, man.
I swear to God, they found that shit in the trash. It's got stains on it, too. Like, what the fucking shit? Oh, fuck. We got 59 of these to go through. I don't know if we could make it through all 59 because these shit's so horrible.
Oh, God. Go to the next
one. Oh, my God. Like, what? Number 12. What the fuck? Oh, my God. That is horrible. How is this men's style?
It looks like a crossdresser. What is that?
How is this considered menswear?
He looks like fucking a nerdy girl named Gertrude that nobody wanted to kick it with in high school.
Like, what the fuck, dude?
Like, holy shit.
Oh, wait. What's wrong with Hold on. Let's go to the next one. And what's up?
Oh, gosh.
That looks like the 70s.
For women, not men.
I wouldn't even wear that.
He even has the gloves to go.
He's trying to be Mike. Hold on. I swear, half of this collection has been found in the trash because number 14 is just as bad.
Oh, shit.
Look at the hair.
I shit you not. They probably the jackets and shit. I think they found them at the thrift store. Like, let's revamp this a little
right.
bit.
Right.
His hair looks like a vagina.
Fuck.
Damn, that's yo. Terrible.
Oh shit. Hold on. Here we go. And we got the schoolboy look at number 15. I'm sorry.
You say schoolboy? That's a damn lie.
Schoolgirl outfit for men.
What Holy the? Shit.
Fuck. With shorts.
I feel like he's trying to be like a UK crossdresser with a dog in it. That's horrible.
Oh my god. Oh
shit. And we have 45 more to go.
16.
What's up, man?
What?
He looks like he's 15.
Okay, this was not bad.
Not bad at all. Actually, lose the jacket
and the pail
and the pail, but it actually wouldn't be that bad. And the sunglasses are kind of stupid looking, but all right, 16 is not too bad. 17.
Ooh, fuck those glasses! Holy shit! All right.
I can't tell you if that's a dude or a chick on that one. Actually,
hi, AT Seal.
Oh shit! All right, here we go. Number 18.
That looks like the '80s with the hair. He's got a mullet.
Can we lose the purses, man? I swear.
These people need to lose a purse. Purses are not for women.
Trash bag.
So remember that first one, that one we seen, the first one with the silver pants and shit.
Yes.
That said that was made out of the Raiders helmet. I found the remainder of the Raiders logo. It was given to this guy's suit.
Number 19. Oh, here we go. Oh, wait, babe, hold on. Here you go. Number 20.
I hope.
Oh my god. almost looks like, just change the hair color and take off the beanie, Violet from Willy Wonka.
No, the one that kept chewing gum. Fucking the rich bitch.
Yeah, the one that yeah, she was the one that was chewing the gum.
No, that was Violet. The rich
Veronica.
Bitch. Veronica. Oh, yes. Veruca.
Veruca.
Yes. Yeah.
That's what that looks like. Uh-huh. Lose the beanie. Yeah. Lose the purse, and that's what you get.
Yeah.
Just
for
men's
styles. Holy shit. How is this for men? That's what I'm trying to understand. Dude, right? I can see this is Halloween, but like, how is this in style?
This is in style, not for
the men industry. Ask Gucci. I don't freaking know. That's the same guy.
Why the jacket, though?
Why the purse?
The bag doesn't... Alright, the bag's actually not that bad.
The bag is a purse. But
get rid of the red jacket.
Get rid of the necklace.
Yeah.
Make the sleeves longer.
The sleeves need to be longer on everything. Hey, no.
I'm telling you, y'all gonna get drunk one day, watch. Holy shit.
Oh shit, the hairdryer won.
Oh shit.
We're on 22.
Oh shit, 23 is the Riddler, yo.
I know, I saw that.
Holy shit.
Number 23.
Oh shit. The pants were made out of Jets helmets.
Oh shit!
I think this person's like, I don't know.
I don't know, but I'm gonna say it's a chick, but it don't look like a chick. Gosh. Wearing another blue dress, number 24. Dude, we got Joker.
That looked like Shaggy has been pimping after he left Mystery Inc. Yo. Oh damn.
Oh shit!
Like I'm starting to see why they're doing this, or for what, or where they're targeting. Gucci, I'm gonna give y'all props for going ahead and making clothes for a community that's not widely accepted in society.
Yeah, I mean, I can see what they're doing. It's just,
but
at the same time, this is menswear. This is their menswear fashion show. How is this in style for men? I understand for that community of transgenders or crossdressers or whatever it is that you want to be, that you like to wear these kind of clothes, but like, how is this in style for just the everyday person? Like, who the fuck's going to wear that?
Wait, what's this pink button right here? Is it still the same thing?
Yeah, it's to cry.
Well, for this one.
Okay, sorry for the loudness of that.
Yeah, that shit was loud.
Fuck. That literally looks like the dude got up, found the most ripped up pair of jeans that he could find in his drawer, was too lazy to go through his closet, but he decided to go through his grandma's closet, find one of her nightgowns along with her big winter jacket.
Right?
What the fuck?
With the crossbody.
Alright, now the next one, I gotta admit, isn't too bad. But the hat, though. The chin strap hat.
Holy shit. My nigga Kung Lao.
28.
Holy shit.
Lose the fucking jacket. Lose the sweater, man.
And the bob haircut.
Yeah, for sure. We got Merida from Brave. Number 29.
Now, here's the counter argument to everything that we were saying.
Yeah.
At least these people get paid for it.
Oh, I know.
That's cool.
I know.
But, hey, I'm still talking shit.
Oh, for sure. We got Merida from Brave. 90 skater decided to raid his sister's closet.
No, when you gotta skate for Tony Hawk at 8 p.m., but you also gotta, fucking go wait tables at the diner by 9.
No, it's the early 2000s, because remember the women's style, their shirts would go past your butt, and you would have to wear pants with it.
No, but those were actual t-shirts, wearable. Yeah. Tall tees are, depending on how, or what size you get, they actually look fucking dope.
That looks like a woman.
Pretty sure that actually is.
Yeah, because I think it is,
because
you got nails.
It don't mean shit.
It really don't.
It don't mean shit. Especially in the last 30 photos, it don't mean shit.
I have a feeling that he couldn't figure out what to wear.
Wait.
Why do you look like shit. Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
I feel like he couldn't
That literally... Looks like you decided to throw your gray sweater on, sweatpants on, with a pair of PE shorts above it.
No, but I don't think that's PE shirts. Shorts.
No, they're not.
I think that's a vest or a blouse. I think that's an actual blouse.
Because
if you look right here, you can see.
Yeah, you can kind of see the polka dots right here. Yeah. Oh my God.
That looks like those are really long boxers.
Yeah. Velma. No, Daphne.
33. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. What kind of shit is this? Alright, number 34.
Someone tried to go Super Saiyan God Super Saiyan and fucked up mid-transformation.
It went to Hogwarts. 35.
Oh shit.
This shit is horrible.
What in the fuck, yo?
And we're back to number 36 with the homeless style. Alright, that actually looks like a chick. I again can't tell, but it looks like a chick. Oh my God. 37's not bad. 37's not bad. That's cool. That one's not bad at all. But then we're back to 38 with another homeless style.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
Why when people rip jeans, I noticed that dudes go for the kneecaps or below the shins, mm-hmm. and women go for the thighs. Like,
mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you got to think about it. For us, I mean, we just need air to breathe. You know, our balls need some air to breathe.
Women
just like to cut their thighs because they need that extra space when they fill it out.
Sound like we're fat.
When y'all stretch your pants out, you know, you gotta cut it up, let them breathe, you know.
Hey, cheeks gotta breathe sometimes.
So does that mean that I'm gonna cut off your jeans and the crotch area so your balls can breathe too?
I'd wear it. 39. Back to the homeless though.
Dude, that's this looks like Brienne of Tarth from Game of Thrones. This looks like he could be her son, yo.
No.
And we're back to number 40 with another why the fuck is the sweater there?
It looks like he had black hair, and then somehow he just found like a bleached dead squirrel and just like, you know what?
I feel like with this one, he wanted to dress the guy, but then he thought that the pink sweater would go perfect so that way he can feel like he's...
The shirt and the pants aren't bad.
Yeah, just lose
the sweater.
But then again, even the shirt, even the undershirt though, it's
super long.
It's super long, but if you look at the pattern for it, it's like a fucking dress.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure.
No, it looks like a tablecloth.
Well, yeah. But there's also no buttons right here, which means that it's a fucking...
It's a blouse.
It's like a polo blouse.
Oh my God. Can you imagine what these men must think when they're wearing these? Like, oh my God, I'm being paid for this much money to look
Hey, like, we were just talking about that. At least they're getting paid for it.
Right?
Number I guess, 41, the bumblebee.
That is a girl, right?
We don't know.
We're not 100% sure on any of these. What is that dude's name? Alright, I know the movie. I just can't fucking picture the movie. But it was like that dude from the movie. It's like a James Bond movie, I think.
You should know.
I know, but James I can't Bond. Fucking place it. My phone's still blown up over here. Holy fuck. Be like, mm-hmm. Can we type in the chat and be like, hey, we're recording. Can y'all shut up? Oh, flex. Ah. All right, number 43.
That looks like the 60s carpet you see at your grandmother's house.
44.
Not bad.
Where's the jacket?
No, I actually don't mind the jacket.
That looks like a dress jacket.
I don't mind that, though. That one's actually not bad. I could see...
There's a couple of them that's not bad, but would I wear them? No.
Like, I can see that one being, like, covering a uniform at some, like, prep school or something like that. You know, that one, alright, that one's not bad.
I mean, if they made the jacket shorter on the...
No. Building. No, alright, whatever. 45.
Some of these people do know that yellow, pink, and purple do not go together, right? They do know this, right?
I'm going to assume Gucci does not know that.
Somebody needs to write Gucci a letter.
You know what this looks like? This looks like a 70s 60s. Lawyer.
I feel like yeah.
Fuck, we only got 14 more to go.
46. Who the fuck comes up with this shit? I swear.
I feel like
that looks like you would have. Alright, that looks like something you would buy a baby for Christmas Day photos.
In the 80s.
In the 70s, 80s.
He reminds me of. Almost damn near every character from Little House on the Prairie.
Fuck yeah.
I've never even seen that.
Oh, fuck yeah. 47. Looks like an outfit for a woman, not for a fucking guy.
Out of everything we've seen, this puff jacket has the regular fucking... amount of sleeves. Out of everything we've seen.
Yeah. Lose the crop top sweater and it wouldn't be bad. I could see some hippie wearing that. I'm cool with that. One's not bad. That's just typical Asian schoolgirl.
Men.
Spice up the bedroom. With 48? Oh my god. Alright, 49.
That's called a boner
kill. Is that a mermaid?
It is a mermaid. It's Ariel.
Oh my god.
That is a long ass... refurbished. That is a long ass refurbished lab coat with the Ariel design on it.
And it's fucking dirty and stained as fuck, dude. You see all the stains in it.
Did you know that's the new thing? Stained clothes is the new thing now.
Oh, wait. He's got the crop top sweater on in the inside.
Oh,
man. You ruined. The look's not bad.
I feel like he's a mermaid doctor. That's why he has a mermaid on his side. Oh, my God.
50. Chocobo.
How dare they fuck up Final Fantasy?
They made that 100 times worse.
How do you ruin Agent Carter?
You know what a black church is?
I can see the old.
the old ladies in the front. Preach, pastor. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God.
And you wonder why black church takes so long.
I feel so bad because I just invited myself in here just to watch this.
Get a longer t-shirt, y'all.
Back to the homeless look. Oh, wait. Back to the homeless look.
That's a 70s hippie look.
No, that is a current homeless look.
Still sticking with the homeless look.
He looks gosh, like the 80s Terminator.
Wait. Mr. Anderson.
Lose the dress and he looks like the 80s Terminator.
Oh my God. 55.
That's terrible. That's something I would wear.
Dude, you know what that reminds me of? Silence of the Lambs. The crossdresser dude. Oh my God. What the fuck kind of shit is this? 56.
Fucking Carol Baskins.
I was gonna be me and Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh shit.
R.I.P. Tiger King, yo.
57. We're almost done. 57. 58.
That looks like my ex-boyfriend.
Back to the homeless look. Oh my God. Back to the homeless look for 58. Last but not least, 59. Steve Aoki.
In the most regular ass shit.
Oh my God.
That's a designer?
No, I don't know. No.
It's not Steve Aoki, but.
No, but I'm just saying, isn't that the designer
no,
for Gucci?
No.
No.
I wouldn't know. I don't care.
I don't fucking know either. But like, where do you get the shag carpeting, man?
The closest I ever gotten to purchasing Gucci was buying Gucci Man's album.
Oh my God! All right,
you know
so that's
what he reminds me of is Jesus walking on shaggy carpet.
God showed me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. Jesus walks. With Gucci.
Oh, damn.
Woo, shit.
I wanted to see so thank you for the laughter.
That was fucking horrible. Oh my God. Oh, shit.
Once again, I am hungry because of that shit. I thought we were going to save that for a later date.
We were. Wait. Well, then I fucked up. And I opened the wrong bottle.
Because I need some... that little piece of... The lasagna was okay, but...
It wasn't... it wasn't Philly.
Yeah.
All right, last shot.
Fuck.
All right. We're done taking shots after this. Because... After this, we can get the fuck up on out of here. So, first and foremost. Oh, yeah, we got songs of the week, huh? Fuck. I forgot.
Fuck, this walk home is going to be annoying as fuck.
Say what?
So this walk home is going to be annoying as fuck.
Shit. Do you want to do songs of the week or you just want to skip them for the week?
Actually, I do have a song of the week.
Oh, I know you have a song of the week.
No, it's this orange button right there.
All right, great. All right, so you kind of mentioned it earlier. We were supposed to take the shot 2 weeks ago. Something very tragic happened. And to that person, much love to you. What you're going through, what you have gone through, any person who has to go through that, it's a rough time.
Definitely.
I've said it before, to you, I've said it to many people, if you need a fucking ear just to talk about something, fucking door is always open. It's not that hard to text. So there's always somebody to fucking talk to you. So
after we take this shot, I see something that we're gonna slightly shit on before we we're gonna slightly disapprove before we get out of here.
All right. So all right. To that person, you know, we're here to support you. That's for sure.
Oh shit! I'm gonna drink like a shit ton of soda or something.
But it's good.
All right, now this is what it's scroll good. Down. I'm shitting on that.
Okay.
Just those first three.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Reason why I'm shitting on it is for the simple fact that that is a damn lie.
Okay.
Because if all presidents matter, why would people shit talk on the president?
Yeah. But thank you. I mean, it doesn't matter who you are. You're always going to find something wrong with the other side. So, but.
Not only that, it's just so much shit to where you. Where, gosh damn. Hey, go back up. Kyle Shanahan informed Jimmy G he must start next week. Oh man,
his rage bench Mullins. Yeah,
he did.
Smart to do it too,
for real.
Garoppolo starts 22-7. When someone else starts 5-22, fuck.
Damn. Wait, go back up. Kyle Shanahan record record with and without Jimmy Garoppolo 21-6 with Jimmy, without 4-20. It's true as fuck. Right. Well.
All right. So our song of the week is.
All right, people. It's time to go home. Yep, losing time. We're ready to head on out. So let's go. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Now you're making me mad. You're gonna make me swear. Get the fuck out of here. Finish up that beer. You might as well call it a night, my friend. You're gonna have to get the fuck out. Uh-huh. Well, maybe I'm out of line, but I'll take the blame. There's no choice of words that I can't use to explain. Get the fuck out of here. Finish up that beer. I'm gonna have to ask you to leave, my friend. You're gonna have to